The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Daniela Marchetti is a clinical psychologist and a board certified in behavioural sleep medicine. Good morning, Daniela.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to talk to you. Do you have one of these watches on your wrist that tells you how well you slept?
I do right now, as a matter of fact.
Now, we've gotten you out of bed early in America, so presumably you've had a disrupted night's sleep because of the Clare Byrne Show. But how do you use it and does it make a difference?
Yes, I try to use it minimally, actually. While it's great to monitor your sleep, you want to make sure that you're not hyperfixating on it. So I do keep tabs, but I try not to let it run the way that I think my night went.
The reason we're talking about this is because we picked up on a report across the water that said 20 million people in Britain, which is about a third of them, won't go to bed without a wearable device that monitors their rest. And as a result of that, a lot of them are developing anxiety about getting a good score. So to those that don't wear a smartwatch, what is a good score?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Every wearable has a different way of measuring what a good night's sleep was, whether it was sleep duration, how much you tossed and turned, or a holistic, like an aggregate of all of these things. So it's hard to say what a good score is, depending on, you know, what watch or wearable ring, or even there's mattress wearables, things like that. It would be very hard to know what is a good score across all of them.
I don't have a watch. I don't have a smartwatch. I don't have a regular watch. And a good sleep is defined by me as to whether or not I slept. It's a much more straightforward mechanic. And I feel the better of it. But I know the personality that I have. If I got into this, I'd become obsessed with it. And is that what people are at risk of doing, that it's less about the quality of the sleep and more about caring about the quality of the sleep?
We do see that happening with a lot of my patients, actually. It's great that people are being aware of their sleep and wanting to improve their health, but there is a little bit of a gamifying quality now that we are using all of these wearables. And we can run into some issues if, for example, we have folks that are either high anxiety or high up on the perfectionism scales that are now tracking with these watches, because it can create that effect where now, you know, maybe I thought I had a good night, but if my watch tells me I didn't, maybe that's changed my mind.
Yeah, but as you pointed out, all the watches behave differently. So is it all a bit made up? I mean, is that the risk here, that we're using technology in a way that isn't as based in science as we would like it to be?
The truth is that it's a tool, and like all tools, it has its limitations. So some of these wearables are more accurate than others, but largely wearables tend to underestimate sleep architecture. So telling you, you know, what sleep stages that you're in, they usually say that you've had less deep or REM sleep, and they might overestimate how much you're actually sleeping. For example, if you're in bed and you're not moving, you're perfectly still, your wearable might think that you've fallen asleep, but in truth, you might just be lying there with your eyes open. And similarly, if you're moving around a lot in your sleep because you're having fitful sleep, then they might think that you're awake when you're not. So there are a lot of limitations to how accurate they can be.
Now, someone who I share a bed with is very concerned about deep sleep. And she will tell me every morning how much deep sleep she had. And I'm going, you were asleep the whole night. I saw you. You were fast asleep. There was no issue. But how does it measure deep sleep if it's on your finger or it's on your wrist?
Yeah, so it's using a lot of different measures. For example, your cardiovascular rate, your pulmonary rate. There are things that we know that happen to our breathing and our heart rate when we enter different sleep stages. But you're right, it's not as accurate as EEG, right? Because ultimately, what's going to tell us if we've changed our sleep stages, you know, are the brain waves that we're emitting. And something that I'm wearing on my finger can't necessarily do that as accurately as medical grade equipment.
Yeah, which is a little bit bulky to bring into the bedroom. So we leave that where it belongs in the lab. So what is a healthier way, in your opinion, to use and measure your sleep score? Yes, the watches are one thing, but what can other people do that would give them comfort if they're looking for it?
I would have a good understanding of what your baseline is. And instead of looking at a number every morning, just trying to measure change, you know, week in and week out, you'll know when your sleep wasn't high quality. You don't need your watch to tell you that. Now, you can always use paper pencil method, You know, when I work with my patients, I do give them a sleep log because in order to change a health behavior, we do need to know what it looks like. So if you can look at the bones of your sleep, like when you're getting into bed, how long you think it's taking you to fall asleep, when you're getting out of bed, this is good and valuable information. But when it comes to sleep quality, I would use your intuition.
And also, don't check your sleep score when you're trying to be asleep in the middle of the night. Looking at your phone at 3 in the morning is probably not a good idea, is it?
Exactly. If you find yourself looking to it for answers all too often, and you feel like now it's taking away from your sleep, then we've hit that point where we're having diminishing returns.
Humanity took its watches off every single night and put them on the bedside locker until about 10 years ago. And we wonder why we're all obsessed about sleep scores as a result. Daniela Marchetti, clinical psychologist, joining us on the line from the US. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.